Hello again. Lesson 11. Answer some questions using could. Listen to this example.
Where's my hat? Is it in the bedroom?
It could be in the bedroom.
All right, let's try it. Where's my hat? Is it in the bedroom?
It could be in the bedroom.
I can't find my book. Is it on the desk?
It could be on the desk.
Who's at the door? Is it Robert?
It could be Robert.
Is this vase worth a lot of money?
It could be worth a lot of money.
Should we work on it ourselves?
We could work on it ourselves.
There's no name on this letter. Is it from Susan?
It could be from Susan.
Do you think you're wrong?
I could be wrong.
Is this the train to Washington?
It could be the train to Washington.
Is the post office closed now?
It could be closed.
Good. Now answer the following questions with no and couldn't. Listen to the example.
Is this painting worth a lot?
No, it couldn't be worth a lot.
Okay, now you do it. Is this painting worth a lot?
No, it couldn't be worth a lot.
Are these documents a clue?
No, they couldn't be a clue.
Is that Mary's husband?
No, it couldn't be Mary's husband.
Are these our seats?
No, they couldn't be our seats.
Is the treaty in the drawer?
No, it couldn't be in the drawer.
Is Diana the killer?
No, she couldn't be the killer.
Very good. Now, listen.
These couldn't be the clue, could they? What are these, anyway?
They're the oldest documents in Stamford.
Listen and repeat.
These couldn't be the clue, could they? These couldn't be the clue, could they?
This kind of question is called a tag question. It's very easy to do, but you have to pay attention to the verbs. Listen to these examples. This couldn't be the clue, negative. Could it? Affirmative. This could be the clue, affirmative. Couldn't it? Negative. Now, after you hear the statement, add the correct tag question. Here's an example. I say, he should call the police. And you say,
he should call the police, shouldn't he?
Okay, here we go. He should call the police.
He should call the police, shouldn't he?
You can meet me at the museum.
You can meet me at the museum, can't you?
We could hide the key.
We could hide the key, couldn't we?
The treaty is worth a fortune.
The treaty is worth a fortune, isn't it?
I should turn on the light.
I should turn on the light, shouldn't I?
Philip Tate is the killer.
Philip Tate is the killer, isn't he?
These couldn't be the clue.
These couldn't be the clue, could they?
You aren't sure.
You aren't sure, are you?
This isn't the Stamford Treaty.
This isn't the Stamford Treaty, is it?
He doesn't have an idea.
He doesn't have an idea, does he?
That was easy, wasn't it? Now listen.
It's worth a fortune. Are all these old documents worth money?
Yes.
Could this treaty be worth more than the others? A lot more?
Oh, yes.
I could be wrong. But I think there's a connection between the Stamford Treaty and the killer. This could be a clue.
The letters TH can be pronounced in two different ways. Listen to the voiced TH sound. In these words.
This. This.
These. These.
Others. Others.
Now repeat.
This. This.
These. These.
Others. Others.
The. The. The others. The others. Then the others. Then the others.
Now listen to the unvoiced TH sound. In these words.
Think. Think.
Worth. Worth.
Now repeat.
Think. Think.
Worth. Worth. Worth a fortune. It's worth a fortune.
Now compare the two pronunciations. Repeat.
This. Think.
That. Thank.
Then. Thin.
Repeat.
These. These old documents. Are all these old documents? Are all these old documents worth money?
Others. The others. Than the others. Worth more than the others. Could this treaty be worth more than the others?
Think. But I think. But I think there's... But I think there's a connection.
This is the end of Lesson 11.